FortuneFloridaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. We're at Service, the second day of the show, and I'm with my good Belgian friend, Thomas Bart, who's the president of CFL. Thomas, how you doing?
So great seeing you, Kemp. Great seeing our friends here, all the people on the, of the industry.
I know it. And I bet you've been on the road, because I know the Domatex was last week, and there's all kinds of shows this time of year, right?
Exactly. This is kind of the hot time of the year, and I think we are off to a good start.
All right. So most people know CFL, but let's just remind them real quickly. You produce all types of hard surface flooring in many different countries. You and I were just actually together and did an interview 6 weeks ago at your Carterville facility, where you were ramping up the Himmelland that you installed, the DPL line for texture and imaging. So we just talked 6 weeks ago, but you have factories in other places. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, the world has been challenging, right? Geopolitically. So we've been adjusting to that. To be honest, our best factory right now, I would say, is in the United States. We are very proud of that. We have a true investment. We have invested more than $200 million. We have 250 million square feet capacity. We're a grown-up child right now. To be honest, you know, it's kind of tough. You know, I think raising up kids is a tough job. But once they're strong and they're well-educated, you know, they're ready. And that's how I feel about our facility in the United States right now. Then we have, of course, Vietnam, which is also crucial. And then we still have two factories in China. So that's our focus.
Okay. And you supply the world. I mean, you sell product all over the world, right?
We try to be selling around the world. Yes, we do a lot in Europe. The United States is our main market, but we sell across the world.
And how's business right now?
Business is okay. It's not super. And, you know, I knew you would ask me this question, Kemp. People ask me, you know, what do you think about this year? And I'm personally absolutely convinced of the following. There's the optimists and there's the pessimists of the intellect. And that's a permanent conflict we have. To be honest, I think that 2026 is going to be a great year. We have the best factories right now in the world. We have technology that is being approved right now with IP that is now USA approved. And we are planning to bring all these products to unique products, to a total new disruptive product that we will launch in the middle of the year. So we are very optimistic, and we think interest rates are going to go down. Finally, they have to come down. Whether it's going to be the middle of the year, it's going to be the end of the year, it's just coming. And we see things in a positive way.
So how do you stay off the commodity floor with pricing of hard surface product? You do it by adding value, and you do that adding of value with patents, and nobody can imitate you, and you bring more value to customer, right?
Exactly. So I think, you know, we were all excited about SPC when SPC got started, and then SPC gradually commoditized. And I think if you look at, I mean, all the dealers in the market, they're struggling with this because you got WPC, got SPC, got the standardized products, which are all over the place. And I have to hear all the time, you know, when you walk through this show, some people say it's all the same. And it's true. I mean, it has been commoditizing. But I'm very convinced that right now, the category, and I'm not going to call it SPC, I'm not going to call it WPC, because that puts us again into, you know, what is on the market. It's the 2.0 category. The 2.0 category is exactly with features and benefits that are relevant for the end user and key that they can be made in the United States. And that's why we apply for patents on machines, on technology, and on finished product. And we need to be able to make them in the United States so that they can be serviced quickly to all our customers. And we're going to fight extremely hard so that our customers can make more money.
So I don't want you to get ahead of your skis on some of this technology, because some of it you haven't really ramped up yet. But to just remind the listener a little bit about some of these technologies that you've got patented.
Well, I think one of the technologies that has been around for a while was B-Lite. B-Lite is a technology where you take part of the back out to make it lighter and to save costs. It's more environmentally friendly. Okay, to be honest, in the past, when you make a 4+1, B-Lite was of less value because it's hard to cut out a lot from a very thin product. The reality is today that the market is going for thicker products. So B-Lite becomes extremely relevant. So it's a cost saving. It's a more green product. That's one example. There's more. There is press bevel. We have a USA approved patent on press bevel. It's truly very excited about that. We have excimer coating patented, technology that we developed for low gloss products. And we can keep on going, but I don't want to disclose everything yet.
How about sound deadening?
Well, yeah, exactly. And we got a wide portfolio of acoustic patents. Yeah. We believe in acoustic as if something that really is relevant to the end users. Again, USA approved patents, and also be able to make this in the United States.
You know what Henry Ford said? You can say, I can or I can't. And whichever one you say is going to be true, right? You got to have the attitude of I can.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that's what we learned from the United States. To be honest, when we come to the US, we love the optimism still of America. The American dream is something that we really relate to. We love to come to this country. we love our customers. And now our challenge is we want to make our customers even more successful by good service, by unique products. And this is what keeps us awake. And this is what I think every morning when I wake up.
I know that business is important to you and family is really important to you as well, right?
I think so. I think at the end of the day, at the end of our lives, I think that's what is going to last. We love our business. We love the relationships we have with our customers and everything. But at the end of the day, if we are compromising this too much to our families, we will probably regret.
Thomas, thanks so much for spending time with us and spending time with our audience. Again, been talking to Thomas Bart, the president of CFL, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.